Dominic, once again.
So the Gemara in the last parak of Brachos, parak Haroya, it begins, the whole parak, the first mission begins by saying Haroya Mokan, Shanasu Banishim Li Yisrael, Eimer Baruch Sa'asa Nisim Avishenim Bamakam Azeh. So it starts off by saying that if you see a place which is famous for miracles happening to the Klal Yisrael, so that's a machayev of a bracha, and the bracha is Baruch Sa'asa Nisim Maveshenu Klal Yisrael at some earlier point in history, Bamakam Azeh, in this place. And then the Mishnah goes into all sorts of other things. Now, later, the Gemara starts in a very interesting way, but we're going to skip that for a minute and go to the Tana Rabbanan. So Tana Rabbanan, they bring a brisa. Haroya Mabrois Hayam, Umabrois Hayardin, Mabrois Nachle Arnon. Someone who sees the crossing places of Yamsuf, the crossing places of Yarden, the crossing places of Nachle Arnon, Avne El Gavis, Memorat Beis Choron, certain stones, Evan Sabikish, Lizrik, Ogmel Chaboshan Al Yisrael, a stone that Og was able to move and wanted to throw at the Yidden, Evan Siyoshav Leah Moshe Bishosha, Osi Yeshua Muhammad Ba Molet, the stone where Moshe sat and Davin, they held his hands up, the Ishto Shalot. Suddenly we have Ishtar Shalot. Where did that come from? Okay, and so the Brisa says that you make these brachas, and then it starts going through, how do you know that? So Rashi does a very interesting thing here. Let's go back on the Mishnah. When the Mishnah only said this one line, and then went off into a lot of other nyanim. So the one line, Markim Shanasu B'nisim L'Yisrael, Rashi says, like those that we're going to later tell you about in the Brisa. Mabris Hayam Vayarden Vanachli Arno Vukulu. So he picks three Mishon from that list. And he used the word Mabris as he only used it once as an adjective for all three. Mabris Hayam Vayarden Vanachli Arno, which seems like a fair enough type of kitzer to use, because the Brisa said Mabris on each one. So Rashi says they're all Mabris. He prefaces it, Mabris, Hayam, Bayad, Nachlana. It doesn't help us know exactly what Mabris means, but he packed them all together. However, when you get to the Brisa in the Gemara, he's citing the Brisa. Since later in the Gemara, I'll bring a Brisa. When you get to the Brisa, all of a sudden Rashi is super makbid, as the Brisa was, but he follows the pattern and used the word Mabris three times. Diba Masko Mabris Hayam, Diba Masko Mabris Hayarden, Diba Masko Mabris Nachle Arnon. For some reason, he keeps hitting this word Mabris that's in the Brisa. He puts it in the Diba Masko like it's very important. But he already was Mavatlin in the Mishnah when he said Mabris once for the whole list. So now suddenly he's back with it. So what's going on over here? Now, the Rambam Paskins that Haroya, the Rambam is in Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Halachot Ches. I know that from the name of the Mitzvah. Nobody cares about Markim Shenasu by Nisim L'Yisrael Kigoyin Yamsuf U'mabru Sayarden Mevorach Baruch Hashem L'Kein Melchonim Sa'asa Nisim L'Avishen by Markim Hazeh. So the Rambam brings the halacha, and he only brings two cases. Kigoyin, Yamsuf, Umabris Hayade. Now he hints that it's maybe a broader halacha, Mark Mishanasa Bainishim, but he brings only two examples. Yamsuf, Umabris Hayade. He didn't use the word Umabris on the Yamsuf. He used it on the Yade. Now, and he brings only those two cases. So the Kesemishna says, well, it's Avdafka, he probably means all the other things. But you can still sue on your own. It's a very, very, very problematic approach because all those other things have all kinds of details and sub-details. And especially with the Ishtar Shaloit, which is on that list in the Brisa. Because over there, the Gemara has a whole kasha that how does that work? And the Gemara says that it means that when you see Ishtar, you know, what was the Ness? No Ness happened to Ishtar Shaloit other than the bad thing. So Gemara says, no. When you see Ishtar Shaloit, you make Baruch Dynamis. And once you make the Baruch Dynamis on Ho, you say to us and Nisim on the fact that Hashem saved Loit, which Rashi says is really a necessary dish for Avram. So there's a whole elaborate, complex narrative that's involved in that bracha. So to say that the Rambam just skipped it because he brought you the first two cases and you can figure the rest out on your own, you can't. I mean, it's impossible. No one's that big of a genius to know the Yamsuf and Yarden, and you're going to figure out the Evan from Agmel Chabas. It's just not a plausible thing to argue. So I'll bet the Helga Kesemishna times like that. But Louis Borov, Chayda Ramam, the Pashas, is really passing against this Bryson. And he's only picking those two things. And the truth is that in a certain way, arguably, Rashi did that also. So let's set this up as a kasha on both Rashi and the Ramam. Because we saw Rashi said, if you're an Alistair Tanu Kaman, Marba Sayam, he said three, the Rambam said two. And then he goes v'cholo. And so in a certain way, if we're going to come out saying that the Mishnah is cholik on the Braisna, which sounds like what Rashi is doing here, because he says, the katani l'kamon, which that is, in the Kloli Rashi, he says whenever he says l'kamon, it means far away. It's not far away, it's right on the same page. Yeah, so the Kameh is close, the Kaman is far. And so in many places in my Shvarim, I make the argument that if it's not far geographically, that means it's far, that there's a switch in the sugya between the time he said it and later. That's why he's saying the Kaman. It could be the Kaman, Be'echas, or Be'kamas. But the fact is, so I'm saying, so Rashi, when he says the Kaman, and the Katani the Kaman, it's also interesting, that what he's saying is that really, our mission is not hold like that, Bryce.
Rashi says v'chulu.
V'chulu
usually means the rest of the list.
Yeah, and Rashi does say v'chulu, which is going to mean at least something on the rest of the list. If that's the correct yesterday, he said v'chulu. Correct. So, Lamaisa, well, Rashi only cited three things on the Mishnah, with a v'chulu, and the Rambam cited two things, the halacha Lamaisa. Pasta, two things. The first two, which is the big two of Yamsuf and Yarden. So, what's going on over here? So, let me go off on a little bit of a tangent. 20 minutes is not an opportunity to pursue a lot of tangents. But this whole thing that in the first line of Gemara says like this, according to Rashi's Gersim, Manon, the Marachin, and Anisa. How do you know that you make a bracha on a nes? Amar Yechon, the Amar Krav, Yemi Yisrei Baruch Hashem Ashehitzel. So Yisrei said, Baruch Hashem, that's the marker that you have to make a bracha on a nes, which is a very unusual thing for Gemara to bring a marker from a pasuk about a bracha. And are the pasukim really naming on that it's a kind of a daraisa? Is it treated differently than other brachas? Do you say suffix? The Rashi Lachumra on this bracha, like Rosh Samazim, doesn't seem like it. So it's a little odd here, this thing that before we went into the, before we quoted the Brisa, which Rashi says you need right away because you don't even know what the Mishnah is talking about until you learn the Brisa. But they did an interlude here and they brought in that Rabbi Yochanan has a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Because Yisrael said Baruch Hashem. Now, again, we'll try to go as quickly as we can. The tangent that's involved here, in that Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is criticized in the Gemara Sanhedrin for the fact that Yisrael had to say that. The Gemara says, Sanhedrin of Tzadok Dal Namanal, Tanei Rav Pius, he says, Gnai, he's got to say Baruch Hashem for you. Tanamishim Rav Papayas, Gnai Hula Moshe Vashishim Ribui. So the Amru Baruch, Atzaba Yisrael, Amru Baruch Hashem. It's a Gnai on them that they didn't say Baruch Hashem on their own. They need Yisrael to come and say Baruch Hashem. So he says that's a Gnai. Rav Papayas. So, and there's a very interesting Rashi on that in Divrei Yom, that this is totally blind, but this is worth saying, so for the Yedius boy. So Rashi in Divrei Yom says, we know every day we say in davening by Baruch David. So in by Baruch David, Perikov says, Pasi good. So David says, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael Avinu Me'olam Ad Olam. So David says, Baruch Hashem Me'olam Ad Olam. So Rashi, he did that to take off the Gnai from Yisrael. Very interesting Rashi. Omer David. David made a chesmah like this. Ger echad ha Yisrael ben shei shmi yisalaf. His one ger came along. V'yama baruch Hashem eshe hitzal esrem. Gnai God buzeh l'chol Yisrael. What an embarrassment. One ger said what we should have all said. V'ani hareini moshev v'varach sekadosh baruch v'yoshem yisrael baruch at Hashem l'kei yisrael avinu me'al v'adayl. So David, to solve, to make a tikkun on what Yisrael, that we needed Yisrael, so his tikkun is, he's going to say better than Yisrael. He's going to like to the Me'olam V'adayolam stickle. So that's going to be a better Shevach than Yisrael. Okay. It's a very peculiar idea. But what I do think, and I think that's really where the Rashi is going, but not for now, but what I do think is that this Rabbi Yochanan and that Rabbi Pius have to be chalik, because Rabbi Pius holds that this thing is a gnai and Yisrael said it, and it's a nebuch that we didn't say it. Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says this is the market that you have to say Baruch Hashem for halacha. Again, is it making it to the rest? I don't know exactly. But he said Menal Nevarchin and Anishin. He brings this pasuk from Yisrael. So he's saying this is the parasha, right? And Rabbi Papaya says it's a gnai. Some that we should have said it earlier. Saying about they're being chayler. Rabbi Papaya says we should have said it already. But Rabbi Yechonon, no. What do you mean we should have said it? We said Sirus Ayam. We didn't say enough. We said a ganzer shir that we say over every day the same way like we say by Rav David every day. But it was no chisaron. Why is it you learned as a chisaron? And fakir, so this new, when Yisrael came, that's after new din. This new din is a passing for a separate parcel, which is when you come to Amokim, Shinasim, and Nes. It's a different gather. We were there for the Nes Alein, and we made Sangashira, and it's beautiful, and it's the Chol Adoris. But well, the first guy who came along, he's the first one who's the Shayach to Stel Tzu to say a Baruch Hashem as an observer. So he says the Baruch Hashem, and then, and if it's true that David exceeded it, that's very nice. But you don't need to stickle that there was a Gnai that he took off. So I'm saying, so what do I need from this? I need this Yisrael. That not everyone holds a Rabbi Yechon. That's what I want. That an open Gemara of an Amara who doesn't hold like Rabbi Yechon. So Mamel, I'm saying that Rashi holds, this is the Hamsach Chesed. That if in the Mitzvah, the Mishnah alone, it says the din of Haroya Malkam Shanash Benisim Israel. So that's one gedda. But along and passes, it's a Baruch and Drabonim. It's Mesachas Baruch. It's everything's Drabonim for the most part, except Baruch Samos. Baruch Krishma. But the point is, passes, assuming our starting point is, could be a Drabonim. All of a sudden, he has a Manol, Hani Mili, a Manol, and he's got a passing. So we're giving a different flavor, and then we bring this brisa because we're trying to tie him that this brisa is gebayt on his halacha. The brisa, not like our Mishnah, holds that, and the Rashi says, what's the difference? The Brisa says you need to see Mabris. You need to see the Evan. You need to see even the Aces Light. It's a dogma of a Zach that's this big pillar of salt standing there in the middle. Because it's like a special din that when a Ness left something behind. And if I, so, and look at what Rashi says on Mabris Yamsuf. It's a specific Malkum that was over Yisrael. So, I don't know what was there in those days, but some kind of furrow, some kind of a track, something was remained that when you went to Yamsuf, which is hundreds of miles, I don't know how long, but you could identify the place where the Yidden were because there was some aftermath that lingered over there for so many days. And so that's the Mechayev. The Mechayev is when a Ness becomes part of the Bria Alein and the Zeich of it is the Heftza, it's here. So that's the Mechayev. That's a different gather than saying, oh, well, we have a historical memory, we come to place, and the Klai Yisrael had Nisim over there. So now to our parsha. So what was one of the things on this list? Nachli Arna. In fact, the Gemara... Lomabris nachliyam. Frakti Gemara. What do you mean? Bishloim Yamsuf. Very good. Vayovi Yisrael b'tochayam b'yabas, which I think we're learning b'tochayam. It's a word. B'yabas. There was a toich, something got shaft over there that lingered, and then it says and v'yadin v'yamdu akahana soich yadin. I think they're learning up, but there's a mabris. Something remains. Oh, what about? All Sirahs have a little bit of mysterious language to it. It's a sort of a mahalach of Sirahs. But the Gemara said, Dash, Tana, Esvehe Besufa. Shnei Mitzarayim are you that have a mahalach of Besuf Machni Yisrael. There were two Mitzarayim who were Chutzla Machna, so they were behind the whole Machna. And Kavaka Chofi Yisrael Aswami Roy Abdilhan the Kirus Vitashimon. So there was a place with two mountains, and the Amiroim, the Amorim, dug themselves some caves, and they were hiding there to ambush the Jews. Amriki Chofi Yisrael Acha Nikatlina. When the Jews come by, we'll pounce on them, we'll kill them. Vloy Abiyadi, the Oren Havamaski commanded Yisrael. They didn't know that the Oren used to flatten the ground when the Yidden came. And the Oren used to flatten the mountains. Even the Asa Oren, when the Oren came, so they got killed when the mountains came together. And the blood went to Nachli Arimner. And then Kiosu, Esvahev, so Esvahev were these two guys in the back. And when they came there, everyone had passed already. But Chazu Dom and the Kanafim Beni Turi, they saw blood between the two mountains. Also, Amrul in Israel, farmers here. So they went and told the Yidden this Mardik thing, and the Chafa went on. So then they said, sure. So now you look at Rashi El Torah, he avoids this whole story of that Esrahev told it to them. Rashi says the same mess. He brings from the Tachum, yeah, the two mountains, but he doesn't tell you that Esrahev was Mitzarayim. And so the whole Gemara is a modern Gemara. They're telling you there were two guys in the back, they're Mitzarayim. And then also they're telling you that this nest is like a coincidence. Because it says the Ebesha did it every mountain they came to. And then Mariam, they were a bunch of idiots who didn't know that. I mean, they didn't get the memo. So the male that Mariam are hiding in the between the two mountains. Oh, you can't go there. That's the worst place. But it's a very unusual way of making a nest. Where the whole thing is Nishkei Net. I mean, so it's a nest to me, the nest. But I mean, it's every time they come to a mountain, there's this nest. Point this time, there was a Mariam who were ignorant, and they got hopped up in the nest. But now it's a Hatzala for us, so we should make a Shira from it. It's a funny gather. And Rashi was together, because Rashi takes away the whole story with Esther. And he just says that they. He brings it to Tahuma. Hashem said, "Me, my dear, who's going to tell him about the big mess that I did for them?" So he made a big flow of blood, and then they hopped. No Esvehev. So what's this Nikudir? So I'm saying, it's a special word that it shows you the way this halacha, this brass is, and I'm saying this more in the Rambam than in Rashi, because the Rambam doesn't even bring the Nachle Ami. So I'm saying, because Enoch Anami, it only works in the time when they used to have the aftermath and the tracks and whatever it was, the Mabros, that were a symbol for this. But the Nes itself doesn't even have to be as spectacular. I mean, they barely knew about it. They knew about this. But there's tsunami to it. And it could have been the Nes that he's doing every time to the mountains that is. Just this time was like, yeah, okay. I'm telling you that this is the sugya, the way Rashi learns. So we start out with the idea that it's a din in haroya, haroya nisim, and it's a kind of a mahalach where the nes itself is the mechayev. But then later, when we learn out from the Yom Yisrael Baruch Hashem, we're learning out from there that the pshat is you have to. There has to be a trigger, something an awareness, and something that blibes. Now it's a little shvach this time. If I'm saying that the Yisrael pasuk is so important, it's hard to see in that pasuk, other than that Moshe told him. It says Moshe told him about the Nisim. But I want this is just an extra sickle. I want to tell you that this drush is learning that kibadova shazadu aleihem. Which the Gemara in Sita says he knew the plans because he was with Pare. But I'm saying in this drush, the Hilchasi, that they're learning that he saw the Simonim. That's what he's finishing by saying. The Gemara just says, I'm saying that lives in it. That says he saw Simonim. The Gemara says, yes, what did he see? I'm saying this same thing like all these Zimabras. There's some kind of track there, there's a rock there. The rock that Moshe sat on, they used to know where it was. But the Mechayev is the thing that remained in nature, telling about the Nes, so you have to, that's the Mahalach of the Brass, which is a different Mahalach. And in that Mahalach, they like the idea of the Esfahev, of that there was Taka Yidden who saw it and they heard it, and they saw the Simonim, and because that's always the Yisrael. The Mechayev is to see the Simonim, that blive and make the shavuot done.
Why do you need Rashi for your plan? Just stick to the Rambam, and you don't have to worry about the chulus.
Yeah, no, I didn't need the Rashi. I
the Rashi is mashka faker.
That's about the lie. I didn't have anything.
It's vahev.
No. I have for the Rashi. I did. I just wanted to see the changes in the middle. So.